A very good evening to all dear brothers in Christ. So last week we studied about the subject about the human soul, where we saw from the Bible that a soul after death, what happens? Anybody tell me, what happens to the soul after death?
The man dies and goes back to the earth, but then the spirit goes back to God who gave it, the owner of the house.
Okay.
We are on lease.
Okay. What about the soul?
The soul is no more. It's only the spirit that goes back to God. Soul is actually, we're interchangeably using it for actually, life as well as the soul. The life of the soul. That is, the soul is actually the breath of God, who put the spirit into us and
Okay.
creation.
Okay. Very good. So we are the soul as per the Bible. So not that a man has a soul, and as soon as a man dies, so soul also dies. The Bible never says the soul is immortal. You see, the man returns to the dust, and the spirit, the breath of you see life, which was given by God, that actually returns to God. So there is no soul at all. This one we have clearly seen in the creation of mankind, where the first man was created. He was created from the dust of the ground, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So there we see that man, how did he become a living soul? Before that, he was a dead soul. So how did the soul come to existence? If you see, it is the body receiving the breath of life. So these things we are clearly seeing so many scriptures, and how, what happens, what is the relationship with the body and the spirit, you see last week. And we are concluded, you see, by seeing the Ezekiel 37 chapter, where clearly Ezekiel was shown that the body was there, but there was no breath in it. So once the breath came, that is the time that actually, you see, the man began to live. So it is a proper combination of body plus breath of life is the human soul. Therefore, you see, James also tells this one. Let us read James 2:6. Can anybody read James 2:6? Book of James, second chapter 6, 26 verse. Anybody? James 2:26.
Okay, James 2:26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith work without work is also dead also.
Very good, brother. So as the body without the spirit is dead, you see. So without the breath of life, you see, the body doesn't have any life at all. Okay. So we have clearly seen all these things. So this week we will see what happens to man after death. So in death, which is the one that dies? Is it the body or is it the breath of life? You see, then it is none of these, because you see, the body of itself did not have his own life. The breath of life, you see, even that one also did not have life of its own self. It was only, you see, after getting combined with, you see, the body, that life came into existence. You see, we have seen the example of TV. You see, just TV, you see, just the TV, the cabinet, you see, it doesn't work, you see. It's of no use. See, if you have the TV, if you don't have the TV, it's of no use at all. Similarly, you see, it doesn't generate any program. Similarly, only current is there, no TV is there, no electronic gadget is there. That's also of no use. So, what actually is required for the program to come is both these things together. So, similarly, for the soul to get existed, for a soul's existence, you see, a body plus breath of life is, you see, correctly required. Therefore, you see, the Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. We read now last week. Let us read it again. Ezekiel 18:4. Sajibudar, can you read Ezekiel 18:4,
Yes, brother.
brother?
Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
See, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul dies. That's the reason the Bible says the soul dies. You see, so there was no hope for mankind, you see, until when? Until Jesus came and died on the cross. There was no, you see, life expectancy, you see, until Jesus came and died for all the mankind. You see, it is because of Jesus' death that all the dead will be resurrected in the coming days. We have read this one in our first subject about the ransom. You see, as in Adam all die, so in Christ all shall be made alive. Actually, in the original Bible, the words comes like, as in Adam all the souls die, so in Christ all the souls shall be made alive. That was the original actually translation of, if you use the proper Greek words there. So all the souls today are dying in Adam. But the Bible says in the coming, you see, ages, in Christ's kingdom, all the dead people, you see, they will come back to life, you see, on the same earth in the same body. Hence, this death, you see, in the Bible is compared to a sleep. Sleep. You see, it is like a, you see, a coma, a sleep where man, you see, goes to sleep. And as a, you see, expectation, you see, has a hope that he will awake in the morning. See, every day, every night, what do? We go to sleep, no? Now, how do we go to sleep? When we go to sleep, will we tell our children, oh, this is the last day I'm seeing you. You're going forever. Oh, I'm not going to see you at all. Do we weep and cry and lament and make them sleep? No. You see, we don't do that one. We are, you see, we tell them, go to sleep. Tomorrow we need to wake up early in the morning. You see, we have that hope. In that hope only, we go to sleep. Similarly, the Bible compares death to a coma, to a sleep. See, once a man goes to coma, what actually happens? He doesn't know anything. Whatever happened in the outside world, he has nothing to it. He has no relation to it at all. It doesn't feel anything. This is what the Bible says, the condition of death. You see, therefore, read Isaiah 57 chapter 1 and 2. Stephen, brother, can you read Isaiah 57, 1 and 2? Hope you are all concentrating. Please concentrate. At the end of the class, you can ask me any doubts. Isaiah 57, 1 and 2. Stephen, brother.
Isaiah
57, 1 and 2.
Yes.
The righteous perish.
One minute. I got it. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart, and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness.
See, they shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their bed. You see, each one walking uprightly. See, what happens? The Bible says, after death, every man enter into peace. They are all resting nicely in their bed. They are all sleeping in their bed. Therefore, you see, every Christian puts a board on the grave calling, you see, R.I.P. R.I.P. means what? Rest in peace. Rest in peace means what? And this is the actually really a peaceful condition. You see, so many people are fed up of life that they end their life and tell, oh, I'll sleep in peace. Yes, that's what the Bible says. Every man shall enter into peace. You see, They're all resting nicely in their bed, dear brethren. Until when? Until Jesus comes and awakes them from the grave, from the death condition. You see, remember, you see, all the people who all died, where are they? You see, the Bible clearly says that they're all fallen asleep. See, Acts 7:60. You can read Acts 7:60.
Yes, brother. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
You see, what does the Bible say? When he has said this, he fell asleep. That means he fell asleep in death. So Stephen is sleeping, dear brethren. He did not go to anywhere as soon as he was dead that he went to heaven or hell. No. What does the Bible say? He fell asleep. See, even David. Abhishek brother, read Acts 13:36. Everybody, I request, please keep your Bible study. As you see the verses, please open the verses. Acts 13:36, brother.
For did David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and he was led unto his fathers and saw corruption.
See, David, after his death, where did he go? Did he go to heaven? No. The Bible says that he fell asleep and saw corruption. His body was corrupted. He never went to heaven. You know, the Bible clearly says, you see, David never ascended to heaven. You see, the Bible clearly says, you see, read Acts 2:34, brother. Abhishek, brother, Acts 2:34. You have the Bible?
Okay, I will read. Acts
2:34. Okay. If somebody has the Bible open, they can read. Acts 2:34.
But David is not ascended into heaven.
See, David has not ascended into heaven. You see, his grave is still there. Apostle Peter clearly says, dear brethren, not only one, you see, Apostle Peter also mentions the same thing. In 2 Peter 3:4, 2 Peter 3:4, Emmanuel brother, can you read 2 Peter 3:4?
2 Peter 3:4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation.
See, since the fathers fell asleep, they're all sleeping. The world is continuing the same thing. Remember the beautiful example of Lazarus, you see? So Lazarus was dead. Where was he? He was buried in the grave, you see? You see, in the tomb. What did Jesus do? Jesus went and awaked him from the sleep. You see, actually, this news comes to Jesus many, many days before even Lazarus was dead. You see, and what did Jesus say? Many people came running to him and said, your friend Lazarus is not feeling well, he's sick. You see, and he's sleeping. Jesus told that Lazarus sleepeth, that I may go to wake him up. And Jesus said, you see, and the disciples said, it's good, no, that he's sleeping, he will feel better and get well soon. And Jesus clearly mentioned that Lazarus is dead. So here also, if you see, Jesus compared the death of Lazarus to a beautiful sleep. Read John 11 chapter 11 to 13. John 11 chapter 11 to 13. Say, Jupiter.
These things said he, and after that he said unto them, how can Lazarus sleep? But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a resting sleep.
Everybody thought he was speaking about taking rest in sleep, but Jesus was actually speaking about his death. So Lazarus was dead, and Jesus went and awaked him from that death. So that is the sleep. You know, who is the first person to be resurrected from the dead, to be born from the dead? You see, it is Jesus Christ. He is the first one to have the resurrection of the dead. Read Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1:18. Abhishek brother, can you read Colossians 1:18?
As he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn born from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
See, the firstborn from the dead. So Jesus is the first one to be awakened from the dead. So when are the Old Testament prophets? They're all dead only. They're all sleeping. Hence, nobody went to heaven. They're all sleeping. Jesus was the first one to be raised from the dead. So when will the rest of mankind be raised? When will they be awakened from death? You see, Apostle Paul clearly mentions that one in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. When will the resurrection happen for the whole world? Emmanuel brother, read 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Then, when the Lord himself will descend from heaven, second advent, then only the dead in Christ, not everybody, those who are dead in Christ, the Christians, these are the ones who shall rise first in the resurrection. What about the dead world? They will all remain dead. After the church only, they will be resurrected. So, the Bible clearly speaks that nobody are resurrected or rise from the dead as soon as they die. Then the way can they go to heaven or hell? You see, which is a wrong theory. You see, that has been taught from the childhood to each and every human being in this world. But what does the Bible say? Bible says, dear brethren, that the soul dies. You see, the soul doesn't go to here, there, nothing. It is all sleeping nicely in the bed of death. What did Jesus say? You see, Jesus said, if I go, I'll prepare a place for you and come and take you. Isn't it? Read John 14:3. Stephen, brother, can you read John 14:3, brother?
Yes, brother, 1 minute. John 14:3. Yes. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be.
See, what did Jesus say?
And whither
say?
I go, ye know, and the way you know.
Way you know what?
Yes, ye know.
The way you know not.
I'm sorry, that's how it is given here. And the way you know. The way you know. Yeah, this is actually KJV. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Okay, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. You see?
And the way you know, yes.
So, here, what did Jesus say? If I go, I'll prepare a place for you and come and? Come and what? Receive you. Did he say that as soon as you die, you see, I'll also be in heaven. You'll all come to heaven. We'll join there. Does the Bible say? No. What did Jesus say? If I go, I'll prepare a place. Then I'll come again here. You see, then I will receive you unto myself. You see, so then what will happen? Then whither I go, wherever I go, you will know. You see, and you will also know the way which we are going. So we can't go to heaven as soon as we die, dear brethren. So Jesus promised and clearly said, if I go, I will prepare a place for you and come and take you. He never said, okay, I'll be there. I'll prepare a place there only. Automatically, you'll all come. Everybody will join there. We'll start our work. No. You see, the Bible says that where I am, there you may be also. Hence, I will go first and prepare a place and come and collect the church. This is what Jesus is going to do. At the second advent, when he comes, the dead in Christ, the Christians shall rise first. He shall gather the church to him. They will all, you see, go along with Jesus and then start his ruling. So nobody can come to life before the second advent of Jesus. Hence, you see, you remember the very well incident about Moses praying to God, that God was a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, the Pharisees, Sadducees came and questioned Jesus. And that is the time that Jesus clearly said, the God is the God of the living, not of the dead. Why did Jesus say that one? You see, that is mentioned in Luke 28, chapter 37, 38. That means, you see, God knows, though all the people are dead, yet they shall live again. When? You see, when he turns the man to destruction, when he calls back the man from the destruction, from the death, they will all live again. Therefore, you see, God is called the God of the living. Hence, when God, you see, was prayed that, you see, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God accepted it. Because he knew that one day, all the prophets of old, though they are all dead, will come back to life. Hence, you see, what did Jesus say? How many people went to heaven? What did Jesus reply to this question? Jesus clearly said, how many people are there in heaven? How many people? Let us read John 3:13. Shaiji Mudar, read John 3:13, Mudar.
And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
You see, how many people have ascended to heaven? What did Jesus say? No man. Underline it. No man has ascended to heaven. Not even Elijah, not even Enoch. Nobody. Nobody has gone to heaven. This is what the Bible teaches. But he that came from the heaven, that is our Lord Jesus. He himself is telling, Devadan, how can Jesus tell lies? Devadan, and such a very serious matter, how can he make a joke also? I'm sure Jesus is not making fun of the scriptures. When he mentions that no man has ascended to heaven, he really means it, that nobody is there in heaven. Hence, the Bible clearly says that the soul dies. So all people will be rejected only at the second advent. Then only they, the Christians, first they will be resurrected, you see, and be with the Lord. Next comes the other resurrection of the world people. Okay. If after death there is nothing, you see, and a man is resurrected only in the resurrection at the second advent, then what actually happens between this death and the resurrection? You see, the death, no? Death is there. Everybody are dying. Surely everybody has to die one day. And everybody has to be resurrected one day. That's what the Bible promises. So in between, actually, what happens to man? You see, you know, Bible, what does the Bible say? You see, the moment a man dies, you see, the moment a man leaves his breath, the same moment, you see, he goes. The same moment, you see, he dieth and he is waste. Read Job 14:10. Emmanuel brother, can you read Job 14:10?
Job 14:10. But man dieth and wasteth away. Ye, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?
Okay. A little bit louder, brother, next time. Okay. So, but man dieth and wasteth away. You see, and where is he? He gives up his ghost, and where is he? You see, when man dies, he is of no more. See, Job, he tells, where is he? You know, So many people think the dead souls will come back to life only in the night, in the dark. They will keep on walking. You see, huh? What does the Bible say? Can anybody come back to life in the dark or in the sun or the moon? You see, when only in the Amavasya, the people tell, no, you very dangerous spirit, pa. Full moon, should be very careful. You see, now what does the Bible say? Read same chapter, verse 12, brother. Verse 12, brother. Immanuel, brother, verse 12, little bit louder.
No man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep.
See, nor be raised out of their sleep. When a man lies down, he shall not rise again at all. Till when? Till the heavens are no more. Which is his heaven? Remember the subject about three worlds. First world, second world, third world. You see, now what we are living is a second world. You see, the second, you see, heaven and earth. This will be destroyed. And after this will come the third world. And in the reign of Christ, there will be a new heaven, a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, 2 Peter 3:10. Until Jesus' kingdom comes, until the third world begins, no man shall raise up, no man shall wake up out of their sleep. You know, Job, he knew very well, you see. And he requested God, God, instead of torturing me so many things, instead of me undergoing so many trials, I request you, please hide me in the grave. Please hide me until the resurrection comes. When you appoint a time for me, then I will rise back. Read verse 14. Immanuel, brother, verse 14 also, brother.
If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of...
Brother, 13. Read from 13, 14, 15. Continuously three verses you can read.
Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my chains come.
Continue.
Thou shalt call and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands.
See, if a man die, shall he live again? If that is the case, I will wait till my change comes. You see, till you give me the opportunity, I will wait. So, dear brethren, Job is also waiting for God to call him. You see, what did Jesus say? Huh? A time will come, marvel not at this, all that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of Man and come back to life. Read John 5:28. Anybody? John 5:28. Who have the Bible open? Can you read John 5:28? Anybody, dear brethren?
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
And next, what will happen? Hear his voice and?
And, brother, actually, John 5:28, no?
Continue. Next, what happens? Even though it is 29th
and,
verse,
and shall come forth, they
that
have done good.
Wait. Can come forth. There, actually, the full stop should come. You see, but the translators have done this one. Actually, this comma, full stop is not there in the original Bible at all. This verse division, chapter division, were all done in the 14th, 15th century by Robert Stephenson. Okay, anyway, what does the verse say? All that are in the grave, marvel not at this. If we tell, you see, this one, don't be surprised. Jesus himself is saying, all that are in the grave. Now, where are the dead? You see, they are in hell and heaven. What did Jesus say? If I am saying this one, don't be surprised. No, they are all in the grave only. That's what the Bible says. That's what our Lord said. A time will come when they shall hear the voice of the Son of Man and come out of the graves. That time is not yet come. That will be only at the second advent. Dear brethren, you see, hence after death, there is no more nothing for man. You see, whenever a dead body is taken, no, usually what happens? they take the dead body, while taking the dead body, you know what happens, they put all the flowers, and some people they put a rice also. If you ask, no, if you put rice, what will happen? That person was dead, you see, if in case he comes back as a ghost, you see, he will, by the time he reaches his home, by picking all the grains, it will be early morning, and you see, he shall vanish away. The ghost should not return to the home. Hence, they are putting rice and flowers. So all this, you see, false belief. Isn't it not? And what does the Bible say? Can the dead return back to their home? Can the dead come back to their home? You see, what does the Bible say? Job 7 chapter 9 to 10. Stephen, brother, read. Job 7 chapter 9 to 10.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, read, brother.
Yeah, Job. Job 7:3.
7 chapter 9 and 10th verse.
Right, 7 chapter 9 and 10. Remember that my life is but a breath.
Brother, 7 chapter,
yes?
Verse 9 and verse 10.
7 or 11?
7. You can see from
the
screen.
Yeah, I'm reading that. Yes, remember. Remember that my life is but a breath.
No, brother.
My eyes will never again see happiness. I'm sorry. I'm reading from the BSB. Okay,
from
fine.
The KJV.
But then,
translation is totally different.
No, yeah, I understand. But then,
read from the KJV Bible.
KJV, yeah, got it. Job. Seven to 10. Okay. Job. 7, 9, 10. Okay, brother. Yes. As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house. Neither shall his place know him no more.
You see, clearly, no, the scripture says, they that go down to the grave shall come up no more. They shall return no more to his house. Neither shall his place know him anymore. You see, some people think, oh, dead will come back to their house. You know, various stories. I'll tell you one story also. See, once what happened, a person who had left the village nearly 15 to 20 years before. He was working in the city. After 15 to 20 years, he decided to visit his hometown. So he caught a bus and was going to the village. And he took a bus ticket. And bus conductor asked him, where you want to go? Then he told, I want to go to so-and-so place. Conductor told, be careful. By the time you go, it will be very dark. You see, don't go by that way. You stay somewhere here only. And when sun rises in the morning, then you go to the village. He asked, why should I not go? No, when you're supposed to go to the village, you have to go to the grave. And there is a lot of ghosts there. You see, a lot of souls will be there. Atma will be there. So it's not a good thing that you go through that path in the night. He told, no, I don't believe all your stories and all. This is all very grandma stories and all. I don't want to believe it. I am a person who is living, you see, in a hi-fi technology world. I am very much educated. I don't believe in all these things, he told. Then he told, okay, whatever, up to you. Then a bus stop came. You see, the person got down and he was going to the village. But on the way, when he was going to the village, he was supposed to go through the graveyard. So he was coming inside the graveyard. Suddenly, he was a very brave person. Nothing was, you see, supposed to happen to him. But suddenly, you know, what happened? As he was going, his heart began to, you see, pump very fast because he had that fear. The fear had come into him. Why? Because the conductor has told him, who ghost is there. Then even as he was thinking about this ghost and ghost stories and all, you see, He was wondering what to do. Some other person was coming from the opposite direction, you see, having a lamp in his hand. Oh, then he became a little bit, you see, very strong. Okay, okay, no need to worry. Okay, other person is coming. Let me go and speak to him. Then, you see, when he saw the other person, he asked him, "Sir, good evening, sir. How are you? How are you doing? I heard that there are a lot of ghost stories. Ghosts are there here. Do you know anything about this ghost?" He asked. Then, you know, what is the person, the opposite person? He said, "Sir, what do I know, sir? It is nearly 20 years that I have died." You see, so imagine the fate of that person. You see, he would have lost everything, all the senses. You see, he would have trembled and shivered like anything, because he was a person who never believed in soul and ghost and all. But when this thing happened, you see, it was very strange situation. But what does the Bible say? You see, so much of stories like this one, and so much of serials, cinemas, programs, documentaries, you would have heard everything. But does the Bible support this one? We should see, no. Read Psalms 146:4. Psalms 146:4. Abhishek brother, can you read Psalms 146:4? Abhishek brother? Okay. Emmanuel brother, you're there? Okay, Shaiji brother, read Psalms 146.
Psalm, okay, I will read, brother.
Read Emmanuel brother.
146:4. His breath goeth forth, he returned to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish.
You see, in the very day, underline it, his thoughts perish. When he has no thoughts, when he has no memory, how can he remember, dear brethren? You see, and so many stories are there, beasts all born. You see, a person again comes into reincarnation of the same old person. He knows everything intact. You see, all the details of the dead person. You see, even some personal details which nobody knows except the wife or mother, father knowing. Everything they will be knowing. What does the Bible say? Huh? What does the Bible say? Read Psalm 6 chapter verse 5. Does the dead remember anything? Psalms 6 verse 5. Sage brother.
Okay, brother.
Psalm 6:5.
For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thinking?
For in death there is no remembrance. Underline. If there is no remembrance in death, how can he come back and remember, oh, such and such thing happened 20 years before? How can he remember? Dear brethren, in the grave, who shall give thanks? There is nothing in the grave, dear brethren. Some people do beatification like they did for Mother Teresa. Oh, they think that she is a saint and she is really in heaven. You see, next to Jesus, interceding for our prayers and all. But can the dead praise God? Read Psalm 715:17. Psalm 715:17. Sahaja brother, can you read?
Okay. They have hands, but they
Psalms 115, 115 verse 17.
Oh, okay, okay. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence.
See, the dead praise not the Lord. You see, nobody can praise the Lord who have gone to the grave, dear brethren. How can they pray for us, forgetting about us? You see, they themselves can't praise to God, you see. Now can they pray on behalf of us, for God, intercede for us, a novena, rosary, dear brethren? This is what the Bible clearly says. You know, what is November 2nd? What is November 2nd? Yeah, nobody knows, sir.
All Souls Day.
All Souls Day. So there is no Roman Catholic here, huh? Nobody is Roman Catholic here.
I was.
You were. Oh, then you should be telling the answer. The normal second is.
I don't want to say that.
You don't want to say it. Okay, okay, good. You see, All Souls Day. What do they do on All Souls Day? Go to the graveyard, clean the graveyard, put completely decorative flowers, light candle, agarbatti, flower. You see, paint it, whitewash it. And upon top of it, the good thing is that they take all the favorite food items what the dead people desired when he was living, you see, to tempt him to come back and eat all these things. Now, can the dead eat these things? Can the dead come back and eat these things? You know, when my grandfather was dead, they did the same thing. You see, they prepared all delicious items and took to the graveyard and gave it to the grandfather. But you see, unfortunately, my grandpa did not come back at all. I was waiting. Ayoyo, if these things were at least offered to me, I would at least be happy by eating it. You see, and you know, Devadren, it's very, very tempting. But what does the Bible say? Can the dead come back and eat? You see, read Job 14, chapter 19th verse. Job 14, chapter 19th verse. Anybody?
The waters were the stones, though washeth away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and though destroyeth the hope of man.
Though destroy the hope of man. Next brother, continue brother.
Thou prevailest for ever against him, and he passeth, thou changest his countenance and sendest him away.
You see, you change his countenance and you send him away. He's no more. Then verse 21, brother.
His sons come to honor and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them.
You see, his sons come to honor. What do they do at the graveyard? They come in honor, put flowers, garland, you see. Some people, they decorate with precious granite, you see, very costly granite. You see, some people do it with steel also. You see, that it may remain forever. You see, but does the dead know? What does it say? His sons come to honor. He knoweth it not. Some people, they fall prostrate before the grave, start weeping, you, all those things. What does the Bible say? Huh? But he perceiveth it not. You see, they are brought low before the grave. But they don't know anything, dear brethren. The dead know not anything. Isaiah 38:18. Isaiah 38:18. Oh, read, brother. Emmanuel, read.
38:18. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth.
See, they cannot praise, they cannot celebrate. So what is the use of going once in a year and celebrating with them? Dear brethren, so nothing is there in the pit. Okay, what about the ghost? You see, coming in the night, the people tell, oh, you should observe the feet. If the feet is upside, what do you say? Huh? Ulta, the other way. That means it's the ghost. Correct, no? Ghost, and you should cut it and see. If you pinch it and see, if blood doesn't come, it is a ghost. Can these things come back to life? Some people tell, no. Oh, who are you? Please tell me what happened to you. No, my name is Kantabai. I am not having peace. There is no shanti for my soul. You see, so many people, there are stories, no? What does the Bible say? Read Isaiah 26:14. Stephen brother, Isaiah 26:14. Let me see who is going to open the Bible first.
Yes, yes, there and there. 26:14. Yes. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish.
See, they are dead. God has made all their memories to perish. You know, they built Taj Mahal in the memory of the dead. That love story may remain forever, ever. You see, but do the dead know of it, that this is built in their memory? The India Gate, built in the memory of the dead soldiers. Really, does it benefit the dead? You see, the Rajiv Gandhi International Airport, or be it Indira Gandhi International Airport, making so many property, the name of the dead, so that their name may be a perpetual remembrance, or that they may get, you see, shanti. All this concept is there now. You see, what does the Bible say? Psalms 49 chapter, verse 10 and 11. Psalms 49 chapter, verse 10 and 11. Read, Brother Shaji Brother.
For he said that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their land after their own names.
They call their name land after their own name. They thought that it will remain forever. Huh? Continue with that. Read from verse till verse 14. Read with that.
Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their saying.
See? Well, nevertheless, a man being in honor, you see, he himself is not permanent. He goes like a wind. And you say, what does he say? And all the people, the dead, building some monuments or something in their memory. You see, what is the use? Bible says this is their folly. Means foolishness. Yet their prosperity, the human generation who are living, they approve it. They want to do it. You see, because they don't know the truth, dear brethren. Isn't it? See, if somebody dies, you know, everybody will stand at the door. Even the enemies also will come and visit them. Why? You know? Why they come and visit? Yeah, when they was living, nobody will give a penny also for them to help him. And nothing they will do. But once a man dies, everybody will come. Why? Because they fear that they will come as a ghost and torture them. The soul will be wandering here and there. If they don't visit them, they won't get that, you see, the peace. Yeah? But what does the Bible say? Read verse 14 also, Buddha.
Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling.
You see, their beauty shall consume in the grave. They shall lie like a sheep in the death condition. Nothing they can do. And some people, they love, you see, yeah, in spite of having so many girls, they love only for that girl and die. They'll tell, oh, come. Let us die. The parents are not agreeing to it. We will die together, at least not in this life. In the coming life, we will marry each other and be happy. What does the Bible say? Huh? After death, you see, do we have any other life where we can enjoy it and have, you see, many Valentine's Day and enjoy a marriage? See, what does the Bible say? Ecclesiastes 9:6. Ecclesiastes 9:6. Emmanuel Brother, can you read Ecclesiastes 9:6?
Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun.
You see, what does the Bible say? Also their love and their hatred, you see, and their envy is now perished. Dear brethren, you see, all their love. All their love, you see, everything, you see, is perished. Neither have they any more portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Laila, Romeo, Juliet, you see, they are all feel very, very bad because they ended their life. They could have somehow married some other people and at least lived happily for a few days. But in Christ's kingdom, when they come in the resurrection, there's no use. They again can't marry Romeo or Juliet because in Christ's kingdom, there is no marriage at all. What does the Bible say? All their love, all their hatred. So many people to take revenge. What do? They write a letter. What setting? Huh? I am dying because of so and so reason. This person is responsible for my death. And you did die. Huh? These people will go. Think about the people who is living. He's got nothing to do with his death also. He has to suffer a lot. Hatred, that is also gone, Devadran. Envy, so much of envy. Some people are dying. I'll tell, I won't leave you. I'll come and torture you. I'll come and kill you. You see? And in same thought, the person will be sleeping in fear. If something sound comes, what will happen? Oh, immediately, oh, that dead person is coming. He told, no, he will not leave me. Oh, he is coming, the dead. Oh, his soul is coming and torturing me. If there is any shortage of breath, you see, problem in the night, you'll think that soul is coming in the, you see, pressing his neck. All these things, Devadan. But what does the Bible say? The love, hatred, everything. You see, whatever they had is perished. The same day they die. They got nothing. They can't have any portion under this earth. You see, Devadan. Hence, this is told by the wise man of this world, apart from Jesus, Solomon, the wisest of the person. No, what does he say? He compares a dead lion to a small puppy and tells that puppy is much better than a dead lion. Read verse 4, brother. Imagine, brother, read verse 4.
For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
For a living, there is a hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Dead lion. You see, a living lion, it will be nearly around 6 feet high. Who can go near it? Huh? But when the lion is dead, compared to it, a small puppy, a living puppy is much better. Because at least it knows it is living, that it might die. But a dead, they know not anything. Read verse 5 also, brother.
For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
You see, the living know that they shall die, but what of the dead? They know not anything, dear brother. Neither have they any reward, no reward. Oh, forget about judgment, hell and heaven. Reward is there. What does the Bible say? Huh? They have no reward. Their memory of them is forgotten. Hence, Solomon, what is the advice? You know, he advises whatever your hand finds to do when you are living, do it with all thy power. Because once you go to the grave, there is nothing. You can't do anything. You see? Read verse 10, brother. Verse 10 also, brother.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest.
Okay. There is no wisdom, nothing, no knowledge, no, nothing is there in the grave where thou goest. So be very careful, dear brethren. This is what the Bible teaches. Dear brethren, just think, you see, Jesus raised so many people from the dead, isn't it? And one of the such person is Lazarus. Lazarus was dead 3 days. And Jesus went and wake him up. Now, Lazarus, what was he? He was a friend to Jesus, isn't it? Lazarus was a friend of Jesus, correct now? Correct now, everybody? You neither answer to my question.
Yes, he was.
Okay, good. Now, then Lazarus, as soon as he is dead, then surely his soul must have gone to heaven, correct now? Because he's not a bad man, he's a good man, then surely his soul must have gone to heaven. Correct, no?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Then why did Jesus call back Lazarus from heaven to earth? Which is good? Staying on earth is good or staying in heaven is good? Staying in heaven is good, no? If Martha and Maria was crying, Jesus could have showed him, see the vision, oh, see Martha, oh, see Maria. Please see, your brother is singing hallelujah with all the angels. His soul is resting in peace. He's in heaven. Did he say that one? No. What did Jesus say? Weep not. He went to the grave. He also wept along with them and raised back Lazarus. Now you only tell me, is it correct what Jesus has done to bring back Lazarus from heaven to earth? Is it correct? No, dear Budran. The Bible doesn't teach that a man's soul goes to hell or heaven as soon as a man dies. If that was the case, if so many people give a testimony, you know, so many prophets give a testimony, you know, what does the Bible say? Did Lazarus tell about his journey to hell, heaven? Did he say? Did he mention any of those things? No. Where did Lazarus mention? Lazarus never mentioned all those things. If that was the case, then Martha, Maria, even Jesus would have been happy. Dear brethren, please understand the scriptures. This is what the Bible teaches. We need to accept what the Bible says rather than fixing our mind with a prejudiced idea. The Bible clearly says, you see, a man dies, his soul is dead. You see, he is no more, dear brethren. Even Tabitha was raised. Did he tell about her tour to hell or heaven? Our experience after death? No, nobody said anything because there's nothing in the grave. Dear brethren, really brethren, this is what the Bible says. Then, what does the Bible say about ghost? You see, we will take another, you see, another 15 minutes of time to explain about the ghost. Brother, if after death, there is nothing, then Bible, you see, does it speak about devil, ghost and all? It speaks, no, it speaks about ghost and devil also. But what about this ghost and devil? Who are they? You see, we would have heard so many ghost stories. We would have seen so many ghost movies. You see, the dead, you see, coming and torturing the living people. So many people would have experienced it. You see, while going on express highway or something in a dark place, some evil spirit will come. Some ghost will come and attack them. You see, and torture them. You see, it will send... You see, shivering and the entire body. Now, what does the Bible say about this one, about the devils? You see, let us read about this one. The Bible also speak about devils. You see, we all know that Bible speaks about devils also. Now, let us read 1 Corinthians 10:20. Abhishek brother, can you read 1 Corinthians 10:20? Good, you are back.
Yes, but I say that the things with the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God.
You see? Read.
And I would not take suit fellowship with devils.
You see? So they sacrifice unto devils, not to God. So devils are there. The devils is mentioned in the Bible. Now, who are these devils? Some people think, brother, this is the devil of a unknown soul who doesn't have any peace. It will be wandering here and there. You see, that is the devil. It will come inside somebody and give torture to other people. You see, this is the devil. Okay, Appa. Let us assume it. Okay, this is not what the Bible says, but let us assume it that this is true. If this is the devil, it must be some soul of a wicked person only. It can't be of a good person. Because if it is the soul of a good person, it should have gone to heaven as per their theology. But this devil is roaming here means it should be a bad person only. Okay. Now, where does the bad person go? They should go to hell, no? Who released them from hell? They must be suffering in hellfire. You see, they must be torturing in hellfire day and night. And how did they escape from hell, no? Who gave them bail? That they are wandering in this earth atmosphere. Dear brethren, Jesus also cast so many devils. Now, we need to study from the Bible. See, this is the Bible study. Not just to keep simply preaching, you keep on listening from this here and go. This is not some entertainment. This is a Bible study. See, Jesus cast out so many devils. Correct? No. Now, let us see, what did the devils speak and what did the devils testify? Okay? Read Mark 1st chapter 23 and 24. Stephen brother, can you read? Okay, Emmanuel brother, please read. Mark 1st chapter 23-24.
Yeah, can I read from the screen?
Read brother, please.
And there was to their synagogue. I'm sorry. Why is it not?
Okay. Emmanuel brother. Or Stephen brother, you can open the Bible and read. No problem.
Yes. No. What happened? Just zoomed up. I'll read from the scripture. I'll read from. Yeah. Emmanuel brother can read them. Sorry.
Okay, and there was
Now, yeah.
Okay, I'm reading it. 23 and 24. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, and Holy One of God."
You see, Jesus cast out the devil. Now, what did the devil see Jesus and speak? Kindly observe the words. Please open your Bibles and observe it. You see, he said, he cried out saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Though Jesus of Nazareth, thou hast come to destroy us. We know you very well that thou art the Holy One of God." You see, and similarly, you see, in Mark 1:34 also, he never allowed the devils to speak. And in Mark 5:7, the devils requested that they may be cast into the swine, and they all were cast into the swine, you see. And again, you see, in Matthew 8, chapter 28 and 29, you see, the devils, you see, they are also ferocious devils who came out from the tomb. And Jesus also cast that person from the devil. Okay. Now, many people think that these devils are the dead person's spirit, this person's soul roaming here and there. You see, they are possessing human beings. Now, if that was the case, you see, these dead, what do you say, these devils, they should have clearly spoken to Jesus saying, "Lord, Master, I know you are Jesus of Nazareth. I am a dead person who was living 1,000 years before. You see, I was tortured and killed, hence my soul doesn't have any peace. Please, I beg you, give me peace." Did any of the devils speak that one? Please, today, take time and read all the verses of Jesus casting out the devil. None of the devil gave this testimony, but wherever the devils were cast out, they spoke only one common word. What is that one? That thou art the Son of God, thou art the Son of God. We know you very well that you are the Son of God. Dear brethren, you see, we just now we have seen that the first person to be raised from dead is Jesus. If Jesus is the first person to be raised from dead, then how can a dead soul and come and be possessed into somebody else and torture them and speak through them as a dead soul? Dear brethren, we have seen so many scriptures. These are all the scriptures what we have already revised. Acts 2:34, 1 Thessalonians 4:16, this is John 3:13, Colossians 1:16. Dear brethren, said, what is the meaning of this one? See, who are these ghosts? You see, dear brethren, here the clue is given in the testimony which the devil spoke. The devil spoke that we know you very well, that thou art Jesus, the Son of the living God. You see, now this truth that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Holy One of God, was not known to people of Israel themselves. That is the reason they crucified our Lord. If the people of Israel did not know that Jesus was the Messiah, then how did these devils come to know that Jesus is the Messiah? And who are these devils? That means these devils should have known Jesus Christ very well. Now, who are these devils? Dear brethren, you know, we have studied the class of three worlds. The third world, second world, first world. What have we studied about the first world? When Adam fell into sin, you see, when Lucifer became Satan, God gave the opportunity to the angels to, you see, protect mankind, you see, to monitor mankind. And God had then given a beautiful privilege for the angels to manifest from the spirit body to the human body. And whenever they didn't want, they can return back from the human body to the spiritual body. We know this one. We have studied this one very carefully, very detailedly. You see, the angels were given the opportunity. Read Hebrews 2:5. Hebrews 2:5. Abhishek brother, can you read Hebrews 2:5? Okay, who else can read? Sanjay brother, please.
For unto the angels, Hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak?
See, the angels were not put into subjection of the world to come. That means they were put in the first world. You see, so then what happened? You see, when they manifested in the flesh, they saw the beautiful woman and they had physical relationship with them, which was forbidden in the Bible. We have studied this one. That's the reason I'm just revising it and going. All these verses are there where Jesus said that they shall be like angels in heaven. They will neither be given in marriage, neither marry. Matthew 22:30. And Jude 1:7 clearly says that these angels committed fornication like Sodom and Gomorrah. So these angels, when they came in the flesh, they committed fornication. And to them were born the giants, the gigantic giants, you see, which so many mythology speaks about the Greek, you see, ancient warriors who were really gigantic persons, you see, compared to the normal person. These dominated the entire first world. Hence, God decided to destroy the first world in the flood. You see, these giants were destroyed. The humans were infected with the giants' blood, the angelic blood, but they were destroyed. But what happened to the fallen angels, dear brethren? They were in the flesh, but when the flood came, they changed over from the fleshly body to spiritual body and escaped. Where did they escape? Did they go to heaven? God never took back them to heaven. They are bound in earth atmosphere. Hence, they are ruling from the earth atmosphere itself. These are the devils who are possessing mankind and using their body to do their work as they did in the first world. The first world, they had their own body. They can manifest. But in the second world, they don't have their own body. So they are using other people's body who are weak in willpower, possessing them, and through them, we should doing the work. Then, sir, each and every devil, what did he spoke? Huh? Have you come to torture us before due time? We know you very well, whom you are. You are the Son of the Living God. You see, so hence, Jesus never allowed them to speak. Read 2 Peter 2:4, brother. 2 Peter 2:4. 2 Peter 2:4.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment.
To be reserved unto judgment. Where are they cast out? You see, they are cast into chains of darkness. Dear brethren, you know, what is this chains of darkness? This is the earth atmosphere. They are bound. You see, where the devils are, you see, and the angels and the fallen angels along with Lucifer are ruling on this world. Read Ephesians 2:2, brother. Ephesians 2:2. And Ephesians 6:12. Can anybody read? Yes,
wherein time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Very good. You see, the prince of the power of the air. You see, now who is that prince of the power of the air? Who worketh in children of disobedience. From there only is expressing his influence over all the people who are disobedient. We should remember all the people who are disobedient to God's word are actually possessed of the devil directly or indirectly. He is the one who is motivating them. Hence, learning the Bible, the truth is very, very important, dear brethren. Therefore, dear brethren, these devils are not the dead person souls which are roaming about here and there. Dear brethren, these are the fallen angels. Read from the Bible clearly, you see. These are the fallen angels, dear brethren. Okay? Now, if these are the fallen angels, if this is what the Bible says about death, then what about the resurrection? What actually happens in the resurrection? Dear brethren, you see, in the resurrection, as Lazarus was raised, similarly each and every person will come back to life. See, Lazarus' body was there. Jesus prayed and the breath of life entered him. You see, then he came to life. This is what is going to happen for each and every mankind in Christ's kingdom. You see, so God is going to give them a new body. Not the old body will come back to life, but the same type of new body God will give them in the resurrection. Let us read a few verses. 1 Corinthians 15, 35 and 36. Emmanuel brother, can you read 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 35 and 36?
First Corinthians 15, 35 and 36. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? The food that which thou sowest is not quickened, except it die.
See, here Apostle Paul expresses, in what body a man will come back to life? You see, then he says, until a body is dead, it can't come back to life. That means death should be sure. If the death is not dead, the soul is roaming here and there. No? Why there is resurrection? If the Bible says there is resurrection, that there is a death also. Death is sure. Now, after mentioning this one, Apostle Paul gives an example of a seed. Read verse 37, brother. Continue, brother.
And that which thou sowest not that body shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or of some other grain.
When thou sowest not the same seed that shall come in the plant. You see, it is a different seed. Like for example, you see, you take a seed about a groundnut. You just sow into the groundnut in the ground. Does the same groundnut seed which you sowed comes in a plant? No, it will be the same type, but not the same one. It will be the exact same feature. Everything will be paka, same. Ditto, xerox to xerox, duplicate. But it's not the same. Similarly, Apostle Paul is saying, similarly, when you die, you're going to sow this body, but God is going to give a new body. How? Imagine a TV. If we break this TV, can't we replace it with a new TV? Yes. Who can replace it? The manufacturer can replace it. Similarly, this old body, even though it is destroyed, it is gone to mud, it is gone to sea, it's gone to air, it is, vaporized. God will give a new body in the resurrection. But it will be as the same old body, dear brethren. Everything will be ditto. All the features of the old body will be there in this new body. You see, hence Jesus said, fear him who can kill the body and soul in hell. Matthew 10:28. That's what Jesus said. Fear God, because God is the one who can destroy everything. Now, everybody has a false belief. You see, that judgment will happen as soon as a man dies. His soul go to heaven, open the book of life. He'll go to hell and heaven. Dear brethren, these are all based on some scriptures. Only few scriptures with they take it and twist it and turn it as per their belief. We have seen more than 200 scriptures from last week, and more than 200 scriptures. Just revise this YouTube link and see how many scriptures we have quoted. We're not given any example outside the Bible. Everything is from the Bible. You see, and Apostle Paul debates this death and resurrection regarding soul. Read 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 12 to 19. Can somebody read it loudly, clearly, verse by verse?
Corinthians 15?
12 to 19.
12 to 19. Yes. The resurrection of the dead. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Some people during the days of apostle only claim that death is already resurrected. That means there is no death at all. The soul goes here and there. So why there should be a resurrection? That is what so many people were telling. There is no resurrection of the dead at all. Already dead are gone here and there and all. That theology was there then only. He is debating, he is correcting them. Then what does he say? If there is no resurrection, then it means that Christ is Christ also is not resurrected. Risen. Read with it.
Yes. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen.
Then Christ is also not risen.
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
See, if Christ is, that means if the dead are already gone here and there, that means there is no resurrection. If there is no resurrection, Christ is also not resurrected. Then we believing in Jesus as a Savior that is resurrected, It is really that we are the fools of this world. That is what Apostle Paul tells. Continue, brother. See there only. Huh?
Yeah. And we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of men, we are of all men most miserable.
We are all of men the most miserable. Verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. He is the first person to rise from the sleeping. Dear brethren, you know, the whole world is beautifully, cleverly, cunningly deceived by whom? The devil. What did he say in Garden of Eden? What did God say? What did God say? Say, brother, what did God say? You shall not eat the fruit thereof. In the day you eat the fruit thereof, what will happen?
You shall not surely die.
Huh? What did God say?
God said you shall surely die.
You shall surely die. What did Satan say?
You shall not surely die.
You shall surely not die. You know, dear brethren, today the whole world, whom they are believing? They are all believing the devil, you see. They are all believing that you shall surely not die. That means what? You will die, you will go here, there, all these things and all. What does the Bible say? You see, you shall surely die. This actually, the doctrine of immortal soul was invented by the Greek philosopher Plato. Jesus, you see, and Apostle Paul especially, he clearly, you see, disproved this one among the Greeks. When he spoke about the resurrection of the dead, you know what happened? There was a debate among the Greeks. Some people followed and accepted Apostle Paul. For some people laughed at him. You see, even today, the same thing will happen. Even after teaching so many things from the Bible, some people will laugh. Some people won't believe it. You see, but some people will believe it. Those who have faith in God's word, they will definitely believe it. Read Acts 17:32. Sage brother, read brother, Acts 17:32.
And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter.
See, we will hear thee again. Some people believed, some people did not believe. You know, dear brethren, Satan is a very cunning foe. Very, very, very cunning foe. He is, you see, the father of what? He is the inventor and father of what?
Lies.
When he speaks lies, how does he speak? Huh? Read John 8:44. Emmanuel brother, read John 8:44.
Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
See, he is a liar and father of it. Inventor of lies. Now, what does he speak like? When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. You see, he invents his lies. And since then, he is deceiving mankind that the soul doesn't die. You're immortal. And to prove it, he does all these dramas. You see, to prove that a man, you see, is alive after death. How does he prove it? By bringing ghosts, to devils, speaking, audio, video effect. Many people seeing this one, they start believing it. Oh, yes, great. Ghost, too. Soul, yes, so. It is immortal. Dear brethren, before believing all these false stories, we need to see what the Bible says. The world might say so many things because the world, the God of this world is Satan himself. He will use this world to prove his doctrine. But what does the Bible say? That is important. So next week, we will see some of the misconceptions in the Bible where it gives us a picture that the soul doesn't die. You see, there's so many incidents in the Bible which gives the picture, not which the, which says that the soul is immortal, but gives us the picture. You see, let us read those incidents from the Bible next week. Okay? So, next week, please return. Please be in time. Okay? At least 8 o'clock if you start, we can cover so many things. Okay? Now, anybody has got any questions, any doubts, please ask. Anybody, any questions? Any
yes,
doubts?
I want to ask.
You want to?
Yes, I want to ask.
Ask, brother.
That rich man and Lazarus tells Abraham, I am burning in the furnace. Please help me, Abraham. That rich man tells, and Abraham is with Lazarus, and Jesus Christ told that at a crucifixion site, crucified person, Jesus told you will be with me in heaven, in my father paradise, he say, and Jesus tell in hell the wombs, the insects not die, as it is written in Isaiah 66. And in Revelation, Book of Revelation, in the heavenly altar, in heaven, there are souls, spirits of men, telling, "Oh Father in heaven, when you will avenge our blood and you will do judgment, a righteous judgment." And what are these words?
Very good, excellent, excellent questions. We are going to see all those things next week. That's the reason I told you there are so many things in the Bible, you see, which gives us an idea. This is what we are going to see in the next week. Okay? All your questions, whatever you are told, brother, there are many more still I can tell you. Even those things, we will take it from the Bible and see actually what has happened. I'll show you from the scriptures itself. From your Bible, you're going to read it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, anybody else? Any questions? Emmanuel brother, any doubts, any questions?
No, brother.
Okay, Ganesh, Peter brother?
No, thank you.
Okay. Saiji brother, Stephen brother, any questions?
No, brother.
No, thank you, brother. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, Raj brother, any questions, any doubts?
No, brother. Thank you, brother.
Okay, so then good. So, we are going to end with a word of prayer. So, I request Brother Saiju to offer a prayer. Saiju, brother, can you offer a prayer?